Former Cubs manager Joe Maddon on MLB Network earlier today giving his path for the Guardians to overcome the Yankees as we are now inside an hour 15 away from first pitch of Game 3 of the ALCS, and we got the butterflies rumbling there, buddy.
I heard that entire quote, and I was just sitting there thinking, like, isn't that what Steven Vogt's already doing?
Like, making the right decisions.
Well, yeah, but we just spent a whole segment talking about how, hey, he's got to be aggressive. He's just got to be aggressive at the right times and pull the right strings. I know Joe Maddon's a World Series champion at the expense of Cleveland, unfortunately.
I don't want to talk about that.
But it just felt like, tell me something I don't know, I guess, from Joe Maddon. Like, well, it's easy for him to sit there after he's been fired a couple times and be like, ah, hey, here's what I would do.
Why are you jamming Joe Maddon up?
Because, I just think that's what Steven Vogt's already been doing. Like, I don't think he's going into this series, like, trying to win by the normal means, because I think he's been doing that all year. He understands where his team's at. He doesn't have Juan Soto and Aaron Judge. He can't just go up and hack at the ball and hope to hit it out. So I think he tries different things. You're right. Sometimes it doesn't work. But if we look back on the series and he made some mistakes trying to be aggressive, I think what Joe Maddon's alluding to is if they go down swinging that way in the style that he's played all year, then I can live with that.
So I actually think, because we also have another piece of audio where Joe Maddon said he needs to stay aggressive. So I actually think this was kind of building upon that, because I do think you have two separate problems right now. And I think these are, like, we can talk about the pitching staff. We know the margin for error in the pitching staff. That's not a new thing. They've been piecemealing the starting rotation and leaning, just overly leaning on the on the bullpen all season long. But what I think the two separate problems are, there is, if you're going to be aggressive, getting them right, which you talked about in the last segment, I think what Joe Maddon's saying is, I think he's talking more about the bats. Because I do think the bats have it in their head, and this has been a problem. This has been like a 24-hour bug that they keep coming back to, this idea of, hey, I got to try and hit a 5-run home run when it's just me at the plate and nobody on base. That is something it damn near got them sunk in the Tiger series. It certainly got them sunk in August. It hurt them at the end of July. It's as if they've gotten, I'd say, 83% of the bad habits out that they really developed from July to kind of the beginning of September. But those last remaining 17% of bad habits are, you have to overcome them now. Tonight's that game where if you get three, two men on and there's one man out, get a run. Like, listen, if you get a fastball groove to you, smoke that thing.
Yeah,
but don't worry about it.
What happened to Fry with the pinch hit?
Exactly.
He got a fastball, which I said at the time, like, he I think he needed to extend that at bat a little bit and try to work the pitch count, because the Garrett Cole did not have his best stuff the other night. I mean, and I've said that. You want to talk about the lights being too bright? That is a guy who, whenever he's on this stage, usually is susceptible to mistakes. And so, yeah, like, I wanted to see him work the count a little bit there, and he didn't. But I understood why he swung. So, yeah, I understand what he's saying. Like, being aggressive, the batter's got to do that. But it has to be aggressive in a way where you're trying to manufacture runs, not being aggressive in a way where it's like you're just swinging for the fences, which is what Josh Naylor's basically been doing for 2-plus series now.
So, I do think tonight, like, just swing smart, right? If you get a fastball, take a fastball. I mean, again, that is how David Fry Lane Thomas did a number on Tarik Skubal. So, like, yeah. This game's gettable. And I do think, like, I think getting back to how, because, like, even tonight, Daniel Schneeman's in the lineup. And I've heard everyone, you're not wrong to say, oh, that's our sixth hitter tonight. You wanted to see Will Brennan again? John Kensi, who I believe has struck out 75 times in 12 at-bats.
Is that bad?
It's not good. It's not good. And you don't have the lefty matchup. Like, as long as the lefty's on the mound, I'm content with giving John Kensi that opportunity. But specific to tonight, if it is between Will Brennan or Daniel Schneeman, well, we haven't tried the Schneeman thing. I don't love this idea of putting a guy who's been cold and really hasn't played at all. I would have preferred, now in hindsight, Angel Martinez being out there. But I think Joe Maddon's spot on. I think swing, like, just get back to being disciplined and understanding you're not going to beat the Yankees. If both teams have three home runs, you're still probably losing this game.
So I also think this, like, I was just thinking about this as you were talking a little bit, and you brought up Tarik Skubal.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
They clearly, I mean, I know it took a little bit in that second outing to get to Skubal. And obviously the Lane Thomas pitch, like he changes the game, the entire complexion of the game with one swing versus like if he could have worked out of the jam, got a ground ball, maybe things go differently. But it looked like in game five, they were picking up what Skubal wanted to do a little bit better. And so that's why, like, we talk about extending the series versus winning the series. You like it starts with the mentality of like let's get a game and then see where we're at. But I because of how they played against Skubal in that second game, that second time around, like seeing him for the second time in a 6-day span, I think that helped immensely for them being able to kind of track things better. And so you talk about like having hope that they can still win this thing. That's maybe one of the biggest reasons I have hope for them. Is if they can get back to Rodon and get back to Cole, and you've pushed the series to that point, and now the pressure is even more on the Yankees to hold you off and not blow some big series lead, a 2-0 series lead. Like, think about the damage they can do against those guys a second time around, seeing them within a week's time. Like, so yeah, I if they can just get back to the basics, they don't need, I know it's hard because you're playing the Yankees, and maybe that's where like the bright lights thing comes into play. Maybe on that stage in the Bronx in New York, you're like, we have to outslug this team if we're going to win. And so you're swinging a bad pitch and you're doing uncharacteristic things. Back at home, the comfortability factor is there. Just go out and play your style in front of a crowd that's going to support you every step of the way. And know that like if you get one, sometimes that can mean multiple at a time. And just win the way that you're accustomed to winning and then see where this thing goes from here. Because again, I think you get back to those top two guys in the rotation against for the Yankees, I like their chances to have them figured out the second time around a little bit better.
Well, I just keep coming back to extending this series. Before we can talk about winning this series, it's about extending this series. And I think was a point you were going for earlier. But I do think, like, it's been wild watching the Guardians in the postseason because I feel like it's been the push and pull the last two seasons, right? And when I say the last two seasons, I mean the two seasons before this. The thing that sunk them last year was they tried to win every game with one swing of the bat. And they weren't good enough to because Tito didn't want them swinging that way.
Yeah.
And so this year, the entirety of the regular season was those two kind of theorems that kind of, you know, crashing against each other at any given point. You don't beat the Yankees in one. You don't win this series in one game. You win one game in one game. You don't win it one at bat. And the series is here. And I think, you know, I here's why to me it's important. I don't want the narrative on this to be, hey, you just never showed up to the ALCS. I don't want it for them. They've worked so hard, and I know they care. And yes, Josh Naylor over swinging annoys the hell out of me. And yes,
am I cynical for thinking that that sounds like something you'd say to like one of your daughters if they came home? Like, I know you worked so hard. Oh, you're trying your best. Just
you have no idea the things I've said about Josh Naylor in the confines of my own home. And I said I didn't know my kids were in the room. My twins were in the room. Olivia's older. She's 14. She's heard everything
you say,
I said.
The twins love when you swear, don't they?
They do, but that doesn't mean I love when they hear me swear. And when Josh Naylor struck out in game two, I called him. I mean, I went heavy on Josh Naylor because it was just me and the TV. I didn't even know Vanessa was in the room. The dog was hiding.
Blacked out. Everything
was a blur. I body shamed him. I mean, guys, I went. So it's not bringing out the best.
You joined that that cult, huh?
But that cult?
That was the wrong word.
Okay, that's fine.
That crowd.
But
sorry.
No. I don't have time to explore whatever we're going to go here. But I do think, like, I would hate it for them if the conversation we have is, you didn't show up. Losing is fine. Like, I'm proud of this team. I really am. And I'm so excited for them to have an opportunity to answer for that losing. But, man, show up.
So
play
what is
smart.
Them showing
play
up
your
look
game.
Like?
If you're going to lose your way.
What does showing up look like? Is it they gotta get at least two games and go six? Like, what is it? What will if this series, like, obviously I'm assuming if they lose in four, you'd be like, they didn't show up.
Well, no, showing up is you played the game your way.
So no matter
and you
how
didn't
they
beat
lose,
yourself.
If they lose in four, it's okay as long as the next two games they like play their style of baseball, make it interesting.
I'm on an island on that one. I guarantee you no one's going to say getting swept by the Yankees in the ALCS, but I want you to have a chance to win. And to have a chance to win, you got to play guard ball, right? Or whatever the hell we're calling it now, Guardians ball. It's
very
good.
Very Kevin Stefanski of you.
Corey Kluber, next on 92.3 The Fan.